Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Dalet, and we are 19 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the two dots, Avaloi Mimei HaKshamim U'Mimei HaKilon. Today's daf has been learned as a Chos Refuah Shalom of Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshaba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chayim Malka Bas Batsheva, Chana Tova Bas Sara Risha, Meira Chava Bas Hashem, and Devora Ita Baskela Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Berel Ben Rabbi Yaakov David and Le'ilui Nishmas Chana Miriam Fega Bas Chaya. So, the first daf of Mesechtes Moed Katan dealt with the halachas of doing melach on Chol HaMoed. The second daf of Mesechtes Moed Katan digressed and discussed doing work in the field on Shemitah. The third daf of Mesechtes Moed Katan is going to go back to the topic of the first daf, and that is continuing to discuss the halachos of melacha on Chol HaMoed. So, Be'ezus Hashem, in the raid, we're going to go into greater detail, some lumdis, in terms of understanding a little bit better the Isser melacha on Chol HaMoed. But for now, we're going to return to the basic halacha of the Mishnah, which really stated two things. That although it's asur to do melacha on Chol HaMoed, however, there are exceptions to the rule. The one exception that the Mishnah mentioned was that in the event that not doing a melacha is going to cost you a financial loss, the definition of financial loss is not that you're going to lose profit, that we don't care about, but you're physically going to lose money. If that's the case, you'd be allowed to do melacha. Another thing the Mishnah said, that even when you are going to incur a financial loss, so that we allow you to do melacha, but even then, you can only do melacha in the event that the melacha is not going to involve tirchi yaseira, excessive exertion. Now, if it involves tircha, that's fine. But tirchi yaseira, that's pushing it a little bit, and it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Now, the way the Mishnah stated this very important halacha and these two principles was in an agricultural seer, something that's not so nogeya halacha l'maisa for most people b'zman hazeh, stating that once upon a time it was, and that's the way Chazal told this story. So again, what was the halacha of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that if somebody has a beis hashlachin, that's a field that relies on irrigation, it relies on the farmers to intervene and to physically water the field. If the farmer's not going to water the field, at some point the crops are going to dry and the farmer's going to incur a loss. Says the Mishnah, such a field one is allowed to water on Yontif. Now, a beis habal, a field that does not require human intervention in order for it to thrive, one is not allowed to water on Chol HaMoed. But a beis hashlochin, the halacha is mashkin v'moed. But even then, said the Mishnah, not in any way you want, but rather you could be mashka from a mayon, from a spring. So if there's a spring that's making water flow in the direction of the field, you're allowed to manipulate the spring in a way that it's going to go to the beis hashlachim. However, said the Mishnah, if you want to be mashke the field using mei hakshamim, rainwater, or if you want to be mashke the field using mei hakiloin, using water from a well, in those instances, it's not going to be okay. And really, this one halacha states these two principles. Mashkin beis hashlachin, even though being mashka is a malacha. Which malacha? Machlokes Rabin Rabbi Yosef. Either it's a told of Chayresh or it's a told of Zereya, but certainly it's one of the Lamates malachas. Afal pikin, you're allowed to do it when it's a beis hashlachin, simply because a beis hashlachin involves hefseid, it's a dover of it. You're allowed to do malacha and Chol HaMoed for a dover of it, but even then you can only do it from a mayon. Doing it from a mayon doesn't involve that much tircha, and therefore it's okay. But if you want to do it using meyak shamim or meyak kiloin, now already you're getting involved in tircha yaseira, and it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So we pick up on that note, very much a continuation of that base, very much a deep dive analysis of this tzir and really the next cases of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, you're not let to water a field, even a beis hashlochin on Chol HaMoed, if the source of the water that you're using to water the field is rainwater or well water. So the Gemara says, Bishlam yimei bishlam water from a well, I understand why it's not okay. Ikka tirchi yaseira, because it's a tirchi yaseira, the way we explained it. And just visualize a well pail. You have to bend down. You have to schlep the pail. You have to go to the field. That's already too much tirchus. It's not the melacha that bothers me. The melacha itself would be okay because it's a dover ha'aved. It's a hefzid. But the problem is, it's just too much tircha. And that much tircha chazal do not allow you to do on chol hamoed. Ela me'at shamim. But rainwater, my tircha ikka. Who says there's going to be tircha? So for example, if somebody would have a pool or a pond of rainwater, you want to take the rainwater and just move it over to the field and water it. Doesn't necessarily have to involve tircha yaseira. The premise of the Gemara's kasha is that to go to the well to take the water, that's where the tircha yaseira is. But rainwater could involve tircha yaseira, but doesn't have to involve tircha yaseira. And from the Mishnah, it's mashma, you're never allowed to use rainwater. So the kasha is, even if there's no tircha yaseira, what's the problem? Why should it be an issue? What's the difference between rainwater and a spring? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yehuda said, the name Rabbi Yochanan, Zera make shamim, ato make kilon. You're right. Really make shamim in and of itself does not necessarily involve tircha yaseira. However, Chazal were afraid that if you would water your field using make shamim, you may come to water your field using make kilayim. If you can take the pail, go to the pond, take rainwater, you may take the pail, go to the well and take rainwater. Again, it's hard for us to fully appreciate this gzeira because it's hard for us to even fully visualize the case. But the point is, Chazal felt that make shamim and make kilayim are a little too similar, and if we're going to allow make shamim, we're going to allow make kilayim. But really, all it is gzeira. Rav Yashi said a similar teretz, but a very different teretz. He said, "Make shamim gufayu lidei make kiloin asu." It's true, most times, or maybe many times, that you're going to water a field using rainwater, it won't involve tircha yaseira. However, at some point, the source of the rainwater is going to slowly, slowly dry up. And at that point, it may involve tircha yaseira to continue to water the field using the make shamim. So Chazal will worry that if you're going to use rainwater, even in a case where there's no tircha yaseira, you may come to use that same rainwater at a time where there is tircha yaseira, and for that reason it's an issue. So again, subtle difference, but as we're about to see, really a very, very big difference. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason make shamim is aser is make shamim atu make kiloin. Rav Ashi said that the reason make shamim is aser is because the make shamim at some point will be the equivalent thereof to make kilayim. At some point, you're going to need a pail. You're going to have to really bend over in order to take the water out. And it's for that reason it's a problem. Says the Gemara, v'komiflik ibn Rab Zeira, that a nafka mina in this subtle explanation of why make shamim is aser would be something Rab Zeira said. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rabba bar Yirmi, Amar Shmon, Haris Amoich Chamayim and Agamim. If you have a stream of water that's flowing from an agam, from a swamp. Now, this is very important. It's ikar chaser min hagemara. The swamp had rainwater in it. The halach is mutal hashkeis mehem b'chalu shamayit. You're allowed to use that water to water a beis hashloch in achal amayit. Says the Gemara, that is the nafkamina. Meaning, mar islay de Rab Zeira. Rav Ashi is going to hold of Rab Zeira. Rav Ashi is that said that the only reason make shamim is also because make shamim itself at some point will come lidei make kiloin. In this case, there's no concern that the make shamim is going to come lidei make kiloin because it's flowing water from a big agam. And as a result, there's no chashash that this source of water is going to dry up. And as a result, in such an instance, there'd be no problem. However, Rabbi Yochanan, mar lesley the Rab Zeira. Rabbi Yochanan is not going to hold the Rab Zeira because Rabbi Yochanan said make shamim is a problem, atu make kiloin. So if you're going to make shamim, atu make kiloin, even if you find a hechatimtsa where the make shamim itself is not going to come lidei make kiloin, but that was never the point. The point always was make shamim just too similar to make kiloin. We're not allowing make shamim atu make kiloin, and if that's the case, in this case, it's going to be awesome. So in other words, the Gemara just said a nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Ashi's pshat and why make shamim is aser is what would be if you want to water a beis hashlochin using rainwater where the metzias is there's no chashash that you're going to ever come to a tircha yaseir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that said that the reason make shamim is aser is atu make kiloin, make shamim itself is never the problem. It's only a gzera that if you're going to use this, you'll use that. So you came up with a hechatimtza where the make shamim is kanaking and it's not going to dry up. That was never the point. The point always was make shamim is just a little too similar to make kiloin. And it's for that reason it's a problem. So you could have all the hechatimtzas in the world. It's still going to be an issue. However, the Rav Ashi said that the reason make shamim is aser is not because make shamim ought to make kiloin. These are two independent ways of watering a field. And Chazal were never afraid that if we'll allow you to use this source, you'll use that source. It's just that the make shamim itself at some point may dry up. That's what we're worried about. Okay, so five hechatimsa with the mekshamim is not going to dry up. In that case, it's going to be good. And the truth is, Rab Zeira Takis said such a halacha. Rab Zeira said, Nahoris hamoishchin mayim and agamim muta lahashkas mehem mechayil shamayit, that if you have a source of rainwater, but there's a nahar now, it's flowing water, so there's no concern that it's going to dry up. You're allowed to be mashke mayim. That is matim, says the Gemara, with the way Rav Ashi explained the Issa Mekshamim. But Rabbi Yochanan would be less lay the Rav Zeira. Kufa, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rabbi Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel. Nahar is a mashke mayim and agamim. Muta lahashke ismehem bechoy lo shamayit. That if you have a nahar that's flowing water from an agam of rainwater, the halach is, you're allowed to be mashke bechol mayim. And it's like we just said, it's Shitas Rav Ashi, who said that the reason make Shaman Mizasar is because we're afraid that it may dry up. In this case, there's no concern it's going to dry. Esav Rav Yirmiya Rav Zeira. So Rav Yirmiya asked Rav Zeira Akasha. His kasha was from the Mishnah. Avaloimi make shamim, avaloimi make kilayim. What do you mean? Naharis hamoishchem mayim and agamim muta lahashkos mehem b'chol v'shamayit. Doesn't the Mishnah say you can't use make shamim? Amalei, so he told him. Of course, that's what the Mishnah says. But he said, Yirmiya b'ri, my son Yirmiya, hani agmi debavel kemaya deloi paski damu. He said, these agamim, there was so much water there that there's no concern that it's going to dry up. The whole reason make shamim is asur is like Rav Ashi said. Said Rav Zeira, it's because there's a concern that it may come liday may kiloin. In this case, it won't come liday may kiloin, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Notice that Rav Zeira referred to Rav Yirmiya as Yirmiya Bari. The rest of the story is that Rav Yirmiya was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Zeira. So we're familiar with some of the Talmud Rebbe relationships throughout Shas. One of the underrated ones is Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira was the Rebbe, Rav Yirmiya was the Talmud. Another thing that you see from this Gemara is Rav Zeira is telling Rav Yirmiya about the Agamim in Bavel. He's telling him about the swamps in Bavel, right? They're discussing a halacha, and he says, no, you don't know what the swamps in Bavel were like. And this is Matim with the fact that Rav Zeira, the Gemara says, lived in Bavel. And then he went to Eretz Yisrael. He was trying to avoid Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda held Kala Oila Mi Bavel Le Eretz Yisrael is Oiva Ba'asei. But regardless, Rabbi Zeira was one of the famous Amoraim that lived in Bavel that eventually end up in Eretz Yisrael. So this is Rabbi Zeira telling Rabbi Yirmiya. Says, let me tell you what the swamps are like in Bavel. If you would appreciate the Agam, if you were there, then you would understand this halacha. Zok Tigmar, Tana Rabbanan. So more on this note. Hapsikos vahabreichos. If you have ditches and pools, and the smell of my Erev Yontif, they were filled up with rainwater. Again, we're talking about rainwater in Erev Yontif. Also, lahashkes mehem b'chol shamayit. You're not allowed to use this water on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah says, you can't use make shamim on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't matter that it was filled up in Erev Yontif. Makes no difference. Mashkin beis hashlochin from a mayon, avaloimi make shamim, says the Mishnah, and therefore you would not be able to use this water. What would be, however, if there was a spring of water that was going through this field, so that there's a mayon that you could use, however, there's also rainwater, and you instead want to use the rainwater. So says the Braisa Achidish, mutter. In that case, it's going to be mutter. Why would it be mutter? It's for the same reason that Rav Zeira said, Nahoris hamoishchen mayim and agamim, mutter lahashkois mehem b'choylo shalmoyed. Because the whole reason that make shamim is aser is because we're afraid that at some point, if you're going to use make shamim, it's going to be asili de mekilayin. So that if there's a concern that you're going to eventually do a tirchi yaseir with this make shamim, then there's a problem. But if there's no concern that there's ever going to be a tirchi yaseir with this make shamim, there's not going to be a problem. In Rav Zeira's original case, there was no concern. Why not? Because there's an endless flow of water. Hani agami debavel kamay dele paski dami. It's a mayanam is gaber. You don't have to worry that that's going to happen. In this price, so the reason you don't have to be concerned that this person's ever going to be matriach a tirchi yaseir is because why would he do that? Water that's flowing. Now, why is he using now the rainwater? Akasha v'maisa. But at the end of the day, he's never going to go be matreach terchi yaseira. It's not reasonable to think that that's something that he's going to do because you have anyways the water that's flowing in naturally. So in this case, again, you'll be able to use the rainwater. Amar Rapapa, but Rapapa qualified this halach. He said the only time you're allowed to use rainwater in the event that there's an amasa maim that's a veres beinayim, that's v'huchin rubish al oisa sada shoisa maisa amasa maim. That's only if there's enough water that's flowing through, that roiv of the field would be able to sustain itself from that water. So if roiv of the field would be able to sustain itself from that water, so what are you worried about? That maybe for the miut He's going to go and take the rainwater. He's not going to be matriach terchi yaseir for the little bit of water. Rav Ashi said, even if that's not the case, meaning even if roiv the field cannot water itself, but keep it to mashcha v'asya, but being that there's so much water, it keeps on flowing, so mei marama, the person's going to assume that even if right now, this second, I don't have enough to water roiv of the field, but even if I can't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow, and then I'll do a little bit more. You know what I mean? That would in and of itself be enough for the person not to be matrich terech yaseira. The bottom line is that we have another example of where you're allowed to use rainwater, and this is all predicated l'chura on Rav Ashi's understanding of the Mishnah. That the reason you're not allowed to use mekshamim is because if you use mekshamim, there's a concern at some point it's going to be like mekilo, and you're going to end up being matrich terech yaseira. So if you have a chetimtza where using mekshamim is not going to put you in that compromised position, then use it. And so far we have two examples of it. We have Rav Zeira, Nahoris Hamoishchen, Naim and Agamim, Mutal Hashkis. Why? Because Hani Agami the Bavak Maidle Paski Damu. That's the first. And then the second one is what we just said. Hapsikas Vabrechos. Shenesmalu Mai Mer Vyontif. Because if there's a masa mayim, you're not going to come to be matriach terchi yaseir because you're always going to use that masa mayim. Tanu rabbanu another brisa. Brichos and itefes mayim mistei beis hashlochin zu muta lahashkeis mimeno stei beis hashlochin acheres. So. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where there was not one Beis Hashlochin, but there were two Beis Hashlochins. Now, one of these Beis Hashlochins had a Mayon that was pumping water into it. Now, water was dripping from that Beis Hashlochin into a Brecha, into a pool, which was adjacent to another Beis Hashlochin. So here's the question. The question is, the people that are in the Beis Hashlochin that have the Mayim flowing into it, that's easy. You want to divert it, and you want to be mashki, you feel like that on Chol HaMoed, that's the halach of the Mishnah. That's something that you're certainly allowed to do. The question is, what about the second Beis Hashlochin? Can they take water now from this Brecha and use it to water their field? They're technically not taking it directly from the Mayim. They're going to a Brecha. This is like taking any make shaman, which you would think that maybe would be a problem. Says the Bryce, it's not a problem. A brecha that has water coming into it. Naitefes means the water is being naitefes into it from another Beis HaShlochem. Mutal HaShkeis Mimeno, stay Beis HaShlochem Acheres. You're allowed to take water from it and water another Beis HaShlochem. Says the Gemara, Vahada Avida. Aren't you worried that at some point the Mayan is going to stop flowing so that really the water that you're taking right now should be like any other brecha, which is not okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the only time you could do it is when water is still pumping into the brecha. I mean, stop to take water from a brecha, that's taking rainwater. That's not okay. But in the event that water is constantly dripping in, so that's when it's a little different, it's a little bit unique, and it's in that instance that it's going to be okay. Rabbi Abaye said, Vushalei Pasuk Mayan Rishon. It's only good if the Mayan is still flowing into the top Beis HaShlochem. So if Mayan is flowing into the Beis HaShlochem A, and Mayim is still dripping from Beis HaShlochem A to Beis HaShlochem B, or into the Brecha next to Beis HaShlochem B, it's in those instances that this is going to be okay. Tanya, another lachar. If you have two patches in a field, one is a little bit higher than the other, you're not allowed to take water from the tachtoina and go water the one on top. That's something you can never do. Even if you have one patch, one is a little bit higher than the other, or half of it is a little higher than the other, you never let it go from a makam namach even to a makam gvoy. Meaning, we're talking about a case where it would be mutter to water, whatever the case is, but it's a case where it'd be mutter to take water and to go ahead and water your field. That's only good if the field is on one plane, but once you're going mi makam namuch la makam gavaya, that already involves tirchi yaseira. In that case, this is never going to be okay. Tanu rabbanan, a braisa. Related halacha, madlin li yirakos kidei la oichlan. And the way the Gemara understands this now, madlin means that you're allowed to be doyla. You're allowed to take water to be mashka yirakos. So you're allowed to take a pail, take water, and go water your vegetables. But the only time you're allowed to do it is kidei la'oichlan, if the purpose is to eat it. In the shvil yapoisan, but if what you're trying to do now is you just want to make the yirakos grow better, aser, in that case, it's going to be aser. So madlin liyirakos kidei la'oichlan. You're allowed to water vegetables if the purpose is to eat it. Now this is important because this is a little different than what we've been discussing up until this point. Up until now, the malacha we've been discussing that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed is a malacha that involves hefsid. It's falls under the safe harbor of Dover Aved, which is one of the five times that you're allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The exception is you're only allowed to do it if it doesn't involve Tirchi Yaseir. But if there's a Dover Aved and it doesn't involve Tirchi Yaseir, you're allowed to do it. And that's why up until now, Mashkin, fill in the blank, Beis HaShlochen. Because if it's not a Beis HaShlochen, it's not a Dover Aved, then the whole scenario, the whole case is dead on arrival. There's no Havamid to be able to do it. Because a Beis HaBaal is never considered a Dover Aved, and as a result, it wouldn't be okay. This Halacha, this Braisa, was not discussing exclusively a Beis HaShlochen. Brad, the Halacha, this Braisa, was true even in a Beis HaBaal. It doesn't matter what the field is. You have a garden, you have any field, you're allowed to go water the yerakos if the purpose is kedei la'oichla. And the reason is because the safe harbor that this Bryce is relying on is not davar ave. It fits into another one of the five exceptions, and that is, it's l'tzorech hamoyed. You're doing it because you want to eat it. Eat it when? Eat it now, on yontif. So being that you're doing it l'tzorech hamoyed, it's for that reason it's going to be mutter. But here's the punchline. The punchline is that would be mutter, number one, even in a Beis HaBaal, because it has nothing to do with davar aved. If it's davar aved, then there's enough gemita between a Beis HaShlochen and a Beis HaBaal. But this has to do with tzorech hamoyed. Tzorech hamoyed doesn't discriminate between Beis HaShlochen and a Beis HaBaal, number one. But here's another point, and that is, even if it involves tirchi yaseir, because even though the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to engage in tirchi yaseir, that's true, again, when you're relying on the exemption of davar aved. But in the event that it's l'tzorech hamoyed, even if this would involve tirchi yaseir, the halach is it would be okay. And that's what the braisa said. Madlin liyirakos, you're allowed to water yirakos, kedei la'oichlan, even if it's a Beis HaBaal, even if it involves tirchi yaseir. In Bishvili Yafoyser, oh, you're doing it to make it better. Man, that's more complicated. Then it's going to be us. So now you have to know, is it a Beis HaShochen or is it a Beis HaBaal? Now you have to know already what the source of the water is. Is it a Mekshamin? Is it a Mekiloin? Reb Zeira's halacha? Right now we're getting involved in a whole bunch of permutations. Is it involved tirchi yaseir? Bottom line is, that's the Gemara. Ravina v'Rabbi Tosfos, the Gemara tells a story, a Maisa Shahaya, an anecdote related to this Braisa. Ravina and Rabbi Tosfa, they were once walking together. Chazal Ahu Gavra, they saw a person, Davidoli Davla B'chayol Damayit. He was doing exactly what this Braisa said you're allowed to do. He was taking water and he was watering his garden. Amalei Rabbi Tosfa to Ravina. He said, Rabbi Tosfa turned to Ravina, he said, Leisi Mar L'Shamte. He said, Rebbe, Ravina, put him in Chayrim. Look what he's doing. He's doing something so terrible. He's doing Malach on Chalamay. He's not allowed to do this. Amalei, so Ravina told Rabbi Tosfa, what's he doing wrong? Maybe he's doing this because he wants to eat it. Vatanya, we learned to the rice. Madli yirakis kedei la'ichlan. You're allowed to water vegetables if the purpose is to eat it. It's l'tzorech hamoed, and even if it's tirchi yaseir, it's mutter to do malacha. Amalei, so Rabbi Tosfa told Ravina, he said, what? Mi sovris, my madlin. Madlin Maya? That's the way the Rebbe learned that Braisa? The Braisa says, Madlin li yirakis kedei la'ichlan. You understood Madlin mi loshin doyle umashka? That's the way you understood it? I don't think that's the pshat. You know what? My madlin means shlufi. It means a completely different halacha. It means shlufi. So what's shlufi? Rashi says, on top, kishayirokis ritzufin. When the vegetables are growing and they're all very next to each other, noitel mehem bein tayin. So what the farmers would do, they would pluck out. They would do boir. They would pull out a few of the yirokis. And the reason they did that was to make everything grow better. And that's what the Braisa was saying. The Braisa didn't say you're allowed to water. That's tirchi yaseir. I don't think that's the case. Madlin liyirakis means you're allowed to pluck these vegetables out. And then Rabbi Tosfa told Ravina, you're going to ask me, where do you find that the word madlin means that? He said, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtes Peah, Kedetnan, Hamedal Bikfanim. If someone does this, he's madla in a gefen, in a vineyard, he plucks out some of these vines. Kishem shul medal b'shalai, says the Mishnah, just like you're allowed to do it for your own fruit, kachu medal b'shal aniyim, you're allowed to do it for the aniyim's fruit as well. So, for example, if you have Peah, corner of the field, that's Peah. It's not yours, it's off limits. You have to leave it for the aniyim, says the Mishnah, that in the event that you want to make the peiros grow better, you're being made of bikfanim. So if you're working in the field, do it for yourself and do it for the aniyim as well. No, you don't touch what belongs to the aniyim. That's not something you're allowed to take. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Tosfa told Ravina, you have a mefurish Mishnah that the word meidal means something completely different. And he said, you're asking me, I don't think the Mishnah was ever matter someone to go water vegetables in a Beis HaBaal, even b'makim tirchi yaseir. That's not what the Braisa was saying. The Braisa was talking about Madlin as in that Mishnah in the 7th parak of Masechtes Peah. So Ravina told Rabbi Tosfa, I hear Rabbi Tosfa, but Amalei, he said, I have another Braisa. Meaning, even though this Braisa, maybe you can teach the way you're teaching, but Ravina did what the Amiram always did. They clarified one Braisa using another Braisa. So he said, here's the other Braisa. Vatanya Madlin Mayan liyirokos kedei la'ichlan. What do you see here differently? It doesn't say Madlin liyirokos. The punchline is Madlin Mayim Liyarach. Just one word, but one word changes everything. Meaning Madlin Mayim or Madlin the actual Yerachis. Ravina said it means Madlin Mayim Liyarachis. And that's why Ravina said, I'm not putting this yin in Chayim. He's an innocent Jew who's trying to enjoy Yontif a little bit. Lazan Leibin. Rabbi Tosfos said, no, Madlin Yerachis, not Madlin Mayim. So Ravina said, I hear this Bryce is a little bit unclear, it's a little ambiguous. I'm so Madlin Mayan Liyarakis. I'm a lazy. Rabbi Tosfos told Ravina, no, itanya, tanya, if there's such a Bryce, there's such a Bryce. And that was the end of that conversation. So going back to the Mishnah again is discussing different malachas that you can and cannot do in Chol HaMoed. And we're looking at it from the context of a farmer. So the first halach in the Mishnah was Mashkin Beis Hashlachin. Mishnah said, you can be Mashkin Beis Hashlachin. You can use a mayon, it doesn't matter if it's yatsa betchila, it doesn't matter if it's lo yatsa betchila, but you can't be mashkin, not with make shamim, and not with make kiloin. The next words of the Mishnah were, ve'ein oisin ugyos ligafat. You're not letting make ugyos ligafat. So the Gemara says, my ugyos. What are ugyos? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, banki. These are banki. Rashi, boirois tachas akfanim v'zeisim. These were ditches that farmers would dig underneath vines and underneath an olive tree. The noisem behem mayim. They would put water there, and this was obviously important in the growth and the stimulation of the gefen and the zayas. And this is what they used to do. And that's what the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. Tanya nami hochi abraisa. Elehin ugyos bedidin shebeikrei zeisim v'sheikrei gefanim. Bedidin means these ditches. So you see clearly that's what ugyos are. The Gemara says, Eini, is that true? If ugyos means these ditches, so Mishnah's clearly saying, you're not allowed to dig them on Chol HaMoed. For Rabbi Yehuda, Shori l'pnei Bar Tzisoy, Rabbi Yehuda the Amora allowed the people that lived in Bar Tzisoy, l'me'evad banki l'karmeyim. He allowed them to make banki. Now, if ugyos means banki, then l'chay, Rabbi Yehuda paskin k'neged a Mishnah. Can't do that. Must be ugyos means something else. Must be, it doesn't mean banki. The Gemara says, no, like kasha. Really, it means banki. I, Rabbi Yehuda allowed it. The Mishnah said, it's not okay. Habachadati, habatiki. The Mishnah says, it's not okay. That's if you're digging a fresh one. You're digging a fresh one. That involves too much tercha. That's not something you're allowed to do. Again, even though it seems like there's a havamini, you should be able to do it. Presumably, there's some sort of hefse there, but too much tercha. Rabbi Yehuda allowed it because there already was a pre-existing ditch. But it needed to be cleaned up a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda allowed them to clean it up. Atiki, that doesn't involve so much tercha. And because it doesn't involve so much tercha, so it's for that reason Rabbi Yehuda allowed it. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Ein oisin es ha'ama betchila b'mayit. You're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to dig the ama, an irrigation canal, betchila b'mayit. So if you want to go and dig up a canal for water to flow through, to be able to go from the source of water to the particular field, that's not something that you're allowed to do. However, the Mishnah said, "Umesaknin esamakul keles b'moyed." If you have one that's a little bit messed up, it's damaged, and you want to be metaking it, that's something that you would be allowed to do. But to go lekatchila and dig this amo, that's not okay. So the Gemara now is going to discuss this really from here until the end of the daf. Zokti Gemara, bishloi b'moyed. Now, just to be clear, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he said that ein oisin es ha'ama b'tchila, he's saying now we're doing a chol HaMoed. He also said you're not allowed to do it on Shemitah. Say ein oisin as ha'ama betchila b'moyed u'bishvir. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam b'moy, bishlam chol ha'moyed." I understand mishum the katarach because it involves tercha. I mean that it involves tercha, you can't do it. And even though the irrigation canal is used for what type of field? A beis hashloch, and you're allowed to be mashka beis hashlochin because it's a davar of it. It's a hefsid, and it's one of the times that you're allowed to do malachah chol HaMoed. But you're not allowed to use tircha yaseira, and to go ahead and dig the amal likatchila, that's going to involve tircha yaseira. So I get that elishvias my timer, but why you're not allowed to dig this on Shemitah? And it's clear from the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara holds that even though digging an irrigation canal certainly feels like doing malachah in the field. And feels like something you shouldn't be able to do on Shemitah, right? We had a whole braisa, long one, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara brought it twice, on the top of the Yom, and again on the bottom of the Yom, that mentioned all the different things that you're not allowed to do on Shvi'as. So it's not just the few malachas that are mentioned in the Torah that you're not allowed to do. There's a whole list of things that you're not allowed to do. There's a cloud prat to cloud, the raisa, the rabbanon, a smach the ba'amu. There's a whole bunch of things you're not allowed to do. But apparently digging this ditch doesn't fall into the purview of those things that you're not allowed to do. So, Freik the Gemara, I understand a Chol HaMoed tircha, so therefore you can't do it. But on Shemitah, there's no Isser tircha. You're not allowed to do malachas. And this doesn't feel and seem to be one of the malachas that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. So again, the question is not why ain oisin eswa ama b'mayit, that the Gemara understands, it's tircha, but why ain oisin eswa ama b'shvias? And the Gemara says, pligabar Rab Zeir of Rab Abraham. There was a machlokes between Rab Zeir of Abraham. Chadama once said, mipnei shenirika oider. Because it's true, by digging this ama, you're not doing a malacha. You're not doing something you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. But even though you're not doing something that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, it looks like you're doing something you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. It looks like you're being oider. So what does it mean to be oider? So in English, the word oider means to hoe. But Metzias, what it means is that farmers, they would constantly be digging underneath the trees to soften up the soil a little bit because it was considered a beneficial thing to do. So the minute you take your shovel and you go out into the field and you get down on the ground and you start digging, so it looks like you're being oider. Oider is not something you're allowed to do on Shemitah. So it's for that reason Chazal said it's awesome. Not because what you're doing is wrong, but because what you're doing looks like something that's wrong. That's what one mandama said. The other mandama said, the nation machsher agapel is real. He gave a whole different reason. He said, you know what the issue is? It's not that you're digging. The digging is fine. But you know what happens after you dig? You take the dirt that you dug up and you put it somewhere. So what would they do, the farmers? They would put it on the banks of this canal. Taking the dirt and putting it on the banks of the canal is machsher. It prepares the soil to be planted. Taking soft dirt and putting it on the ground is a hechsher zriya. And being that Zireya, Sodchalay Sizra, it says Mefurish in the Torah, that's not something you're allowed to do on Shvias. And going now and digging this canal, not the digging, but taking the dirt and putting it on the side, that's a Hechshef Israel. So that reason Chazal said, it's not going to be okay. So we have two completely different reasons why it's a problem. Again, Mayid is easy. The question is Shvias. What's the problem from a Shemitah perspective? Either it looks like you're being Oyder, it's the digging that's a problem, or you're being Machsher Agapel Israel, it's because you're preparing the banks for Zireya. So it's not the digging that's the problem, but it's what you're doing with the dirt. You're putting the dirt on the side. So the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the nafkamino? Nafkamino would be the ka'asa maya basre. What would be is if the second you finish digging, the water's flowing. Again, what happened here? You have a source of water, the water's pumping. The problem is you need to dig up a canal. You're trying to dig a tunnel for the water to be able to flow through. So what would be if the water's mamish waiting? And as you dig it, the water comes. And you dig more and the water comes. So the mandam that says the problem is that you're taking the dirt and you're putting it on the sides, which is being machsher that area for Zriya Iklat. And there would be a problem. Who cares that the water's coming? It was never about the digging. It was never about what the digging looks like you're doing. It was always about vastutzich outside the bar. Okay, that's no different whether water's pumping or water's not pumping. But according to Mandamad, that says that the reason the issue is it's because it looks like you're being oider. Like over here, there's not a problem. Why? Because when you're oider, water doesn't start flowing. So being that over here, there's water and that's mamish banging on the door and you're going at it and you're digging it up and then the water comes, you dig in more, the water comes. This doesn't look like oider. The visual here is not oider. And as a result, it's going to be mutter. But the Gemara asks, right, the Gemara rarely does this, but the Gemara sometimes does this. Meaning, usually, if the Gemara has a Mishnah or a Braisa, and then we have a Machlokes HaMeirim. One mandama was worried about this gzeira, the other mandama was worried about that gzeira. Okay, so each amira held what he held. Why didn't he hold like the other mandama? I don't know. I'm mechuyif to hold of your gzeira, you're mechuyif to hold of my gzeira. But in our Gemara, the Gemara feels that really both gzeiras seem like bona fide gzeiras. Meaning, niruka oider seems very reasonable. And machshir agafel ezriya also seems very reasonable. So, freak the Gemara. You're telling me that if water is coming, there's no problem with Nirga either, and therefore, the mandama that said that the reason I'll do this is because Nirga either, he's not going to have a problem. But with a fake Gemara, at the end of the day, shouldn't he also hold of the other chashash? Mipnei shemachshir agapel lezriko, lezriya? So the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. 100%. Elo. In a case where you would take the dirt, put it on the side, everybody would agree it's a problem. Even the man, the Omar, that said Mishum Oider, because he's maskim that you can't be Machsher Agafel Lezriya. Anyway, Nafkamina would be the Kashok Mina Veshadi Lebaroi. You know what the Nafkamina would be? Where there's, you're not being Machsher Agafel Lezriya. Where you're taking the dirt and you're throwing it far away. The man, the Nation Machsher Agafel Lezriya, like the man, when it says, Nation Machsher Agafel, you took the dirt, you threw it in the garbage. So over here, you're not being Machsher or anything. The man, the Nation Nirkoid, the man, the Nation Nirkoid, then you are going to have a problem. You're right. The man, the that said Nirkoid is maskim, that there's also a chashash mepnei shemachshu agafel l'sriya, where he said mepnei sheniruka oider, it was a chumrah. He said even where there's no machshu agafel l'sriya, but still I'm worried about the actual digging and there's a problem with niruka oider. But the Gemara asks the opposite kashal. Man damon shemachshu agafel l'sriya lech mepnei sheniruka oider. The man damon that holds mepnei shemachshu agafel l'sriya, he doesn't hold mepnei sheniruka oider. So even in this case where you took the dirt and you put it far away, he should still agree that there's a problem with niruka oider. So the Gemara says no. He holds in this case there's no niruka oider because oider nami ki kashal. Even an oider, when a person is oider, the farmer, he doesn't take the dirt and throw it far away. He takes the dirt and he puts it on the side. I mean that this person took the dirt and he threw it far away, just like you're not machshu agafel l'sriya, you're also not niruka oider, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is the Mishnah said, ein oisen eso amo b'moyer b'shvias. B'moyer is easy, because even though it's a davar of it, we're dealing with a beis hashlochin, and you need to get water to your field, because otherwise your crops are going to dry out. Sorry, you should have done it before Yontif. What do you mean? I thought you were allowed to do Dover of it. Yeah, but this is too much Tercha. Tercha Yaseir, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The question was about Shemitah. Shemitah, Tercha is not an issue. This is not one of the malachis that are included from the Klal Pratu Klal that were discussed on Daf Gimel. So why can't you do this on Shemitah? So the Gemara said, Machloikis, one man Amar said, Mepnei Sheniruka Oider, it looks like you're being Oider. The other man Amar said, because he being Machsha Agafel Lazri, and the Maskana, the Gemara says, what's the Nafgamina? Nafgamina would be if you took the dirt and you put it far away. That would be the nafkamina. If the mandam that says with nation machshu agafel Israel, he's not worried. Because over here you're not being machshu anything. You put the dirt some other place. The mandam that says with nation niruka oider, over here he's still worried niruka oider. And the Gemara just added the knech that even though the mandam that holds with nation machshu agafel Israel would also be worried about niruka oider. That's true in the traditional case, but in a case like this, this is not something you would have to worry about, and therefore that would be the nafkamina. Zok, the Gemara. Meimar, Masli, Lob, Bnei, Shiruka, Oider. A Meimar, when he learned the Mishnah, he said Mefurish. He said that the reason you're not allowed to be Oysen and Amma and Shvias is Mepnei, Shiruka, Oider. V'kashulei, the Rabbi Loz, Ben Azariah, the Rabbi Loz, Ben Azariah. But then he had a kasha, a steer, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. And again, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah is the Tana, the Mishnah that said this halacha. He's the one that said, Ein Oysen Amma. And we just explained why Mipnation Niruka Oider. Which means that Rav Loz ben Azariah, again, we don't appreciate this because we don't live on farms, but he basically said you can't go dig anything on Shemitah. That's essentially what he said. Because Lechura, if you're Niruka Oider, you're always going to be Niruka Oider, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Since Kasha was very mini from a Mishnah Masechta Shvias, Oisa Adam Zivloi Oitzer. A person's allowed to take Zevel, he's allowed to take fertilizer, and he's allowed to store it away. That's not a problem. Rab Meir Oyser. Rab Meir says, not so fast. You have to put either three tfachim deep in the ground, or it has to be three tfachim above ground. Let's say you have a dover muet that was already a little bit of zevel. Then you're allowed to be moisev ha'ilich. Rab Loz ben Azariah Oyser. Rab Loz ben Azariah said, no, you can't even do that. It has to be three tfachim deep. It has to be three tfachim high. Or unless you put it on a rock. What's the issue over here? You're not allowed to be mezavel a field. You're not allowed to fertilize a field. That was one of the things that the Braisa said on Daf Gimel. You're not allowed to do on Shvias. This person's not looking to fertilize a field. He's just looking to take his zevel and put it somewhere in the field. He's not looking to be mezavel the field. He's a dover she'ena mischav in 101. Afal pikein the tanam said sinishta zoi pashit. And by the way, even though it's his kavanah is not to do it, but presumably it's either apsekresha or maybe it looks like you're doing something wrong. But the bottom line is, we have a machlekes tanam over here. What to do? According to Rav Meir, it's not an issue. According to Rav Elazar, according to the Tanakam, it's not an issue. According to Rav Meir, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it is an issue. So what do? Put it three tefachim deep or put it three tefachim above ground. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, Rav Elazar ben Azariah said that if you have this zevel now, put it three tefachim deep. How are you going to get it three tefachim deep? Sounds like you're going to take a shovel, you're going to dig, you're going to measure three tefachim, and that's where you're going to put the zevel. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah doesn't let you touch a shovel, I thought. He said you're not allowed to take a shovel and dig up an irrigation canal on Shvias. What's the problem? All I'm doing is digging in my backyard. Oh, because you're near a kaider. Oh, so if you're telling me that you're not allowed to dig because you're near a kaider, so how does Rabbi Loz ben Azariah tell you in this Mishnah Masechta Shvias that what are you going to do with the zevel? Put it three tefachim on top, yeah, on top of a rock, yeah, but three tefachim deep, don't you have to dig? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Zeir, it was Machlekes, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, how to address this apparent contradiction in Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Chadamah once said, it's not a shakasha. It's talking about what you don't. dug this ditch before Shvias. He happened to have had a ditch that was 3 tefachim deep. Akash of Hamaisa. He didn't mean go dig. If you're telling me from Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, you might cut in that base, it's mavur that you're not allowed to dig. Sayin Chanami, he's going to hold you not allowed to dig. I told you, take the zevel, put it 3 tefachim deep. When you had the ditch already. The other one said, that over here there's no concern, because over here you have the zevel, and because you have the zevel is mechiyach alav, and it's not going to be an issue. Similar to what the Gemara said a few lines ago, that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doesn't allow you to dig this amo, but if the water's coming, so then the mayim is mechiyach, that you're not being oider, and in that case, it's going to be okay. In a similar vein, over here, the zevel is meichiach. I mean that the zevel is meichiach, since for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. One more Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Umesaknin esa mikulkelis b'mayid." That if you want to fix an amma that's broken, so that's something that you are allowed to do. So as machmer as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was, ein oisin amma betchila nirka oider, not on cholamayid because of tirchi yaseira, not on shvius, but if you had one already and you simply want to be misakin it, that's going to be okay. Now, it helps to know a drop of mitzias before we learn the next few lines of Gemara, and that is the amma, the irrigation canal, was kishmoy kachi. It was an amma wide and it was an amma deep. That's why it was called an amma. It was called an amma because it had the measurements of an amma. Good. With that thought, my mikulkelis. What does it mean that it's mikulkel? Amr Rav Abba, Rav Abba said, "Shemaisa muka tefach." In the event that it was already a tefach deep, ma midal shisha tefachim, then you can make it the full amma. An amma 6 tefachim. You let it dig the additional 5 tefachim. So the Gemara says like this: Pshita, that's pashit. Chatzi tefach al shloisha tefachim. Let's say you had an amma that right now is only a half a tefach deep, and you want to dig. You want to make it 3 tefachim. Kibin doy over mayo laf klumhu. For sure, you wouldn't be able to do it. This is not something we're going to allow you to do. Why not? Because you're not really accomplishing anything. Even though you're only digging down to 3 tefachim, right? It's less tercha. Let's talk about Cholomayit. It's less tercha that if you made it 6 tefachim, but at least when you make it 6 tefachim, you have something to show for it. But over here, if all you're making it is 3 tefachim, you have nothing to show for it. So it's for that reason, it's pashit, it's not going to be okay. And also, just to understand the Gemara a little bit better, the Gemara's chatzi tefach al shloish tefachim is proportionate to what Rav Abba said you could do, which is take 1 tefach and dig until 6 tefachim. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if you want to start digging this amma, that's not okay. If you already have one, but it's mekulkel, and you want to fix it, that you could do. Rabbi Abba said, what's the definition of mekulkel? It's 1 tefach deep. What are you doing? You're digging an additional 5 tefachim, you're making it 6 tefachim. That's K-O-K. That's Peseder. That's something you are allowed to do. So the Gemara says, what if it was a half a tefach, and I want to make it 3 tefachim? Proportionate's the same exact thing. 1 tefach to 6 is the equivalent thereof a half a tefach to 3, right? It's a 6-to-1 ratio. It's the same exact thing. But the Gemara says it's pasha, you can't do it. And the reason pasha you can't do it is because at the end of the day, all I have is 3 tefachim. And if all I have is 3 tefachim, chab garnish. So you stam being matriach for nothing. It's pasha, you can't do that on Cholomayit. Tefachayim al shnei masar. If you had one that was already 2 tefachim deep and you decided you want to have a nice chasheve balabatasha amma. So instead of making it 6 tefachim, you want it to be 12 tefachim. That for sure you can't do. And even though, again, it's the same proportion, 1 to 6 is the same as 2 to 12 of the Gotarach Terechi Yaseira. That's too much Terech, and therefore loy. It's Pashit, loy metan Aleph, you can't do it. Tfachayim, al shiva ma'u. Says the Gemara, what would be if it's 2 tefachim deep, and you want to take it from 2 to 7, is it okay or is it not okay? What's the Shiloh? The proportions are not the same, but the amount of digging that you're doing is the same. Hacha chamisha kamamik, the hacha chamisha kamamik. Do you say, 1 to 6, I'm digging 5 tefachim. Here too, 2 to 7, I'm digging 5 tefachim. It's okay. Oidoma kimit ikat Terech Yaseira, ikat Terech Yaseira. Being that I'm going 1 tefach deeper into the ground, it's a little bit more terchas, maybe it's not okay. So the Gemara, teiku, this was the shayla. We're going to have to wait until Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushis V'Boyes. Abaya Shor L'Bnei Bar Hamduch, L'Shchufi Nahar. Abaya once allowed the people in Bar Hamduch to go clean up the Nahar. So it seems that the Nahar wasn't flowing properly. So he told the Chevra, go and clean it up, it's going to be okay. On Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shor L'Bnei Sakusa, he allowed the people in Sakusa, L'Michra Nahar Tamima, to go unstuff a nahar that was stuffed. Ravashi shor lul b'nei masa mechasyo. Ravashi allowed the people of masa mechasyo laktuchi nahar burnitz to make the hole that the water was flowing from in nahar burnitz a little bit better. It's like this, the water would flow a little. Amar Ravashi said, why am I allowing you in masa mechasyo to do this? He said, kivan deshasu minar rabim, because being that the rabim relied on this water to drink, ki rabim dami. It's treated like a tzorech rabim, the Tanan. And we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, oisin kol tzorechei rabim. Where was that Mishnah? Ezam Aleph. The Mishnah mentioned you're allowed to do all Tzarchei Rabim. This has a din of Tzarchei Rabim, and for that reason, it's going to be okay. And the truth is that this explanation of Tzarchei Rabim is not just a hesber in what Rav Ashi was matter, but it's pshat in why Abaya allowed the B'nai Bar Hamdach to do what he allowed them to do. It's why Rabbi Yirmiyah allowed the people in B'nai Sakusa to do what they did. It's the reason Rav Ashi allowed the people in Mas Mechasi to do what they did. It's because of Tzarchei Rabim. Tzarchei Rabim is mutter. Tzarchei Rabim is another one of the five safe harbors when you're allowed to do Malacha and Chalamayit. And another chiddush you see from this is that Tzarchei Rabim, not only are you allowed to do Malacha and Chalamayit, but you're even allowed to do Malacha where it involves Tirchi Yaseir. And really what we see from here is that not all of the exceptions to the rule of the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed were created equally. Because we see Dover Ovid, you're allowed to do Malacha. You see you're allowed to do Malacha if it's a Tzarech HaMoed. You're allowed to do Malacha if it's a Tzarech Rab. But by Dover Ovid, the first Sugim Sechtes Maikotin says you can only do it if it doesn't involve Tirchi Yaseir. Only from a Mayon, you can use Meik Shamim. You can use Meik Kilon. But when it comes to Tzarech HaMoed, we saw on the bottom of Dalet Amar Aleph, you could do it even if it involves Tirchi Yaseira. And when it comes to Tzarchei Rabim, that's the bottom of Da'al Ramid Beis, you see the same exact thing. You'll be able to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed even if it involves Tirchi Yaseira. So just one Ha'ara as it relates to the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed, which is very much the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Moed Katan. And really understanding and appreciating this Ha'ara, Divrei Rabbi Seinu, Harishonim v'achroinim akdoishim, I think it sheds a lot of insight, not only into the sugyas that we're learning, but in terms of having a better understanding of the essence of Chol HaMoed. So the backdrop to Masechtas Moed Katan is that it's aser to do malach on Chol HaMoed. You can't do malach on Shabbos, you can't do malach on Yontif, you also can't do malach on Chol HaMoed. Stating that, we know, just from what we've been learning up until this point, three dafen into the Masechta, that the Issa Malach on Chol HaMoed is certainly fundamentally different than the Issa Malach on Shabbos v'Yontif. On Shabbos, you can't do any malacha. Malacha as defined by Lamatas Malachas. But you can't do any one of the Lamatas Malachas. Not just that, it's very, very chomer. If someone does malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid with Edom and Asroi, is chayiv skila. If he does it b'mezid without Edom or without Asroi, is chayiv karas. Even if he does it only b'shoigik, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Yontif also, you're not allowed to do malacha. Now, Yontif is different than Shabbos. On Yontif, it's a pasuk in the Torah, you're allowed to do malachas aichel nefesh. It's only malachas avoida, like the Ramban says that we've spoken of many times, that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. But any malachas aichel nefesh, that you're allowed to do. But at the very least, a malacha that you're not allowed to do, you're never allowed to do. There's no exceptions to the rule. Now, doing malacha on Yontif is not as chomer as doing malacha on Shabbos. Instead of skila and karis, all there is malkas, and if you do a peshaygik, there's no chatas. But at the same time, it's an issa, a raisa, there's no question. It's very chomer. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. You're also not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. But doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is clearly more kuladig than doing malacha on Shabbos, than doing malacha on Yontif. How so? The five kulas that we've been talking about up until this point. So we have to take a step back. We have to go back to the Makar, to the source. What's the source to the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed? And why is it that Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do Malacha, but at the same time, you have these five very notable exceptions that the first part of Masechtas Moed Katan is completely hinged upon? And really, the story begins with a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings three braisos that discusses the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed. We'll go through the abridged version of it. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, by the Yontif of Pesach, es Chaga Matzois Tishmor Shivas Yomim. Says the Gemara, Limeid al Choloi Shal Moed She'asar Basiyas Malacha Divri Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia said that from the fact that it says in the Torah, es Chaga Matzois Tishmor Shivas Yomim, we learn that it's aser to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rishonim explain that Rav Yoshia was darshaning the word tishmar. Tishmar means loisase, thou shall not. Right? When you think of a lashon of a loisase, what comes to mind? Loi, right? Loi is the lashon of loisase. But the Gemara says in a bunch of different places that there are other words that Chazal use sometimes, synonyms of the word loi, that also mean loisase. Hishomer, pen, va'al. These are all words that mean loisase. So it's chaga matzois, tishmar means loisase. It says shivas yomim. So there's something that you're not allowed to do for 7 days. What's this thing that you're not allowed to do for 7 days? It says Rabbi Yoshia malacha. And this is the makar that you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia said, ain't I tzarech? I don't need a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Kal v'chaymer. I know it from a kal v'chaymer. Wow. Umar rishin v'shvi. She'en k'dusha lefnei v'lachrei. Masa v'asiyas malacha. Madach the first day Yontif and the last day Yontif. Let's talk about Pesach. The first day of Pesach and Shvi Shel Pesach. Where? There's an Issa Melacha, even though there's no Kedusha Lifnei V'Lachareyim. The first day of Pesach has Kedusha L'Achareyim, but not Kedusha Lifnei'im. Shvi Shel Pesach has Kedusha Lifnei'im, but not Kedusha L'Achareyim. And still it's Asa Melacha. So Choloi Shel Moed, Sheyesh Kedusha Lifnei V'Lachareyim. Chol Moed that has Kedusha Lifnei V'Lachareyim. You see, there's something about having Kedusha Lifnei V'Lachareyim. What comes to mind is the Avnei Nezer and Ar Chaim Simen Beis and the Kosher Golva Gaon's Drash and why the Masechta is called my God. But either way, we digress. Says Rabbi Yonasan, Eino Din Shei Yosef Asiyas Malacha. So based on a Kal V'Chaim, certainly it should be Yosef Asiyas Malacha. The Brisa continues with some back and forth. But in summation, the first Brisa that the Gemara brings is a Machlokes Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan. There's an Issa Malacha and Chol Hamoed. Machlokes what the Makar is. Rabbi Yoshe says it's learned out from a Pasuk. It's Chag HaMatzis Tishmar Shivas Yom. Tishmar means Loisa. I say Shivas Yom 7 days, the entire Pesach, even Chol Hamoed, you're not allowed to do Malacha. If it's true for Chol Hamoed Pesach, it's true for Chol Hamoed Sukkos. That's how you know you're not allowed to do Malacha and Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Yonasan says, Eino Tzarech, I know from a Kal V'Chaimer. If the first day and the last day that doesn't have Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachrim, there's an Issa Malacha, Kal V'Chaimer Chol Hamoed that has Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachrim. Tanya Yidach Hasek. It says Kol Meleches Avoida Loisasu regarding the Yontif of Sukkos, and we learn from here we made Al Choloi Shel Moed Also Basias Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yose Aglili. Says Rabbi Yose Aglili from this pasuk Kol Meleches Avoida Loisasu, we learn that you're not allowed to do Malacha even Al Choloi. Now where do you see that? So it's really the next pasuk Kol Meleches Avoida Loisasu. That's the end of this pasuk. The next pasuk begins Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha. So he said, "Kol Melech Savoy Dolei Sasu Shivas Yomim." Take out the Soif pasuk as if it's one continuation. And you see, for me, there's an Issa Du Malacha. 7 days. 7 days would include even Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, "Ein Tzarech." No, you don't have to come onto this drasha. You don't have to start manipulating the Soif pasuk. Harei Oimer, it says in the Torah, "Eile Moyade Hashem Mikroi Kodesh." Mikroi Kodesh is marba many days. Mikroi Kodesh is a lashon rabbi. See, Sebameh, Kosam Adabra, what's it coming to be marba? Imberishon, if it's coming to tell me that the first day of Sukkos is Mikroi Kodesh, or Eikvar Nema Shabbosain, it says already the first day is a Shabbosain. I know it's Kodesh. I know you can't do Malacha. I know it's a holy, serious day. If the Shemini, if it's coming to tell me the 8th day, Shemini Atzeres, Harik Far Nemer Shabbosin, it says, V'yem HaShemini Shabbosin, Ha'in HaKosim Adabit El B'Choylo Shamoin, L'Ramet Ches coming to teach us, She'os B'Asiyas Malacha, that is an Isser to do Malacha. So in summation, the second Brisa also brings two Makairas, how you know you're not allowed to do Malacha, on Chol Hamoed, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, "Kol Melech Zavoyde Leisasu Shivas Yomim." 7 days he now let it do Malacha. Rabbi Akiva said, "Mikroi Kodesh is a Lashon Rabbi, and it's coming to be Mar B'Chol Hamoed." Tanya Idach, a third brayso. Sheishes Yomim Toichel Matzos. Uvayim Hashvi Atzeres Lashem. Again, talking about Pesach. So 6 days matzes, the 7th day is Atzeres. Darshan's the Gemara. Mash Shvi Otzer. Just like on the 7th day you're not let it do Malacha. Av Sheishes Yomim Atzuden. So to the first 6 days you're not let it do Malacha. I Mash Shvi Otzer B'chol Malacha says the Braisa. The first 6 days now, the 7th day you're not let it do any Malacha. So Av Sheishes Yomim Atzur B'chol Malacha. Does that mean that the other 6 days you also not let it do any Malacha? Talmud Loimer, it says Uvayim Hashvi Atzeres. Ashvi Otzer B'chol Malacha. The 7th day is still special. What does that mean? So, Yontif, you can't do any malacha. But the other days, you could do some malacha. What does that even mean? Here's the punchline. The Torah gave over the rights to the Chachamim. Loi malacha to teach you eze yoim aser, the eze yoim muter. Eze malacha asurav, eze malacha muteres. The Chachamim have an unprecedented right to go ahead and determine when you could do Malacha and Chol Hamoed and when you can't do Malacha and Chol Hamoed. In other words, we have three brises that really, if you tally them up, express 5 shittos as it relates to the Makar, to the Issa Malacha and Chol Hamoed. We have Rabbi Yoshia, as Chag HaMatzis, Tishma Shivas, Yom and Tishma Zalosh, and Lois, I say, 7 days you're not allowed to do Malacha, including Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Yonasan learned it from a Kal V'Chaimer. Madach, the first and the last day of Yontif that doesn't have Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachareim, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Certainly Chol Hamoed that has Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachareim, you wouldn't be able to do Malacha. We have the sheet of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Kol Melechas Avoida Loisasu. Next pasuk, Shivas Yomim. 7 days, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Rabbi Akiva said, Eile Moyade Hashem Mikroi Kodesh is a Loshin Rabbim. It's coming to be Marbis, something that's Samu Furish in the Torah, and that's Chol Hamoed. And then finally, we have the last Makar, nameless, the anonymous Braisa, Sheishes Yomim Toichel Matzos. Uvayoy mashvi atzeres lashem, ma yoy mashvi otzur mi melacha, af sheishes yomim otzur mi melacha. Now that third braisa threw in an extremely important caveat and said that in the drasha, there's some maramachim that would seem to say that the seventh day is a little different. It's more aser on the seventh day than the other days. What does that mean? It's more aser. You see, from here, the chachamim were told that you can decide which day aser, which day mutter, which malach is going to be aser, or which malach is going to be mutter. It's impossible to learn this Gemara. It's impossible to learn this Gemara and not walk away thinking that the issur to do malach on chol hamoed is not an issur d'oraisa. The Gemara brought three braises, five drashes, right? Four drashes and one kal v'chomer. But kal v'chomer is one of the yud gemar midah sha'atayr and drashes bem, and kal v'chomer is a din d'oraisa, very much so. So we have literally five makairis from the Torah that there's an issa deiraisa to do malacha, right? Zok Taisvis. Dibra maskul chaylo shalmayr asa vasiyas malacha. This is one of the most famous Taisvis in Shas. Says Taisvis, l'chayra mashma. L'chayra mashma. Interesting language. The malacha, the mitzvah rebei midairaisa. That the issa malacha on chalamayr is an issa deiraisa. The mapa claimi pasik. Because we learned it out from a pasik. And by the way, it's not a pasuk, it's psukim, right? We learned it literally from five different psukim. So we have a whole bunch of different makaris over here. So it says, Toysfus, l'chayra mashma, that it's in Isidai rice. And Toysfus says, it's also mashma that way from a gemar, my cotton, daf yurala from a base. We're going to get there next week. Oh, but the kashal of Rabbeinu Tam, freak Toysfus. But said, Toysfus, Rabbeinu Tam was very bothered. Here's his lashon. Im kain, if that's the case, dover ha'avet, v'kama malachis, the sharin and hasam, heichem ishtiru. How is it possible that you have all these malachis that are mutter? Where do you find an isadei raisa that sometimes is going to be yasser and sometimes it's going to be mutter? So Tosfos says l'chayra mashma that the iser malacha on chalamoed is an isadei raisa. Oh, but Tosfos says Ad Posh is struggling with this because the concept of having something that's asa midei raisa, but sometimes it's mutter, heicha matzino. I've never found a makar like this ever. There's no other place in Torah where you find it. Now the truth is, Tosfos, the Gemara addressed it. The Gemara said, "Halei masr na kasev ela lechachamim." Abba Zok Tosfos, I hear, but still, there has to be a precedent for this. It's punked here when it comes to malach and chalamay, you have such a metzias, and Tosfos says the das is not soivel such a thing that you would have something that sometimes is mutter, sometimes is aser. Right? Just explain it a little bit. Mashal amad davadayma chazer, right? Chazer is aser. You're going to tell me some days chazer is mutter? Is there such a thing? If it's a chazer, it's a chazer. If this malach is something the Torah doesn't allow you to do, then you should never be allowed to do it. Heicha matzinu, says Tosfos, davar shem miktsasa yasser miktsasa mut. Says Tosfos, therefore, lekach nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. That even though from the Gemara it's so mashma, three braises and five makairas, that this malach chalamayit is an isadei raisa, but say Rabbeinu Tam, it's really not an isadei raisa. Really, all it is an iser. Dear Rabbanan, all these braises and all these makairas, you have to say that all these makairas are merely asmachtos ba'alma. And then it's a long Tosfos, and Tosfos brings raya after raya after raya, that really the issur malach and chol hamoed is not an issur d'oraisa, but rather the issur malach and chol hamoed is merely an issur d'rabbanan. So Tosfos Shita is very clear in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that even though L'chayra Mashma from the Sugya, that the Issa Malach is really an Issa Deiraisa, but really after further review, says Tosfos, it's not an Issa Deiraisa. All it is an Issa D'Rabbanon, and Tosfos brings Rayas. Rayas that Be'ezus Hashem we will get back to and revisit, because every word in this Tosfos is Mamish K'moitza Shalor Rav. But at the same time, that is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that is Shitas Tosfos. The truth is that really, this question of whether the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph is meant to be taken literally, that the issa malach chalamoed is an issa deiraisa, or like Tosfos says, that all these psukim and drushes that Chazal brought are only asmachtes ba'alma, was a major debate amongst the Rishonim. And this goes down as one of the biggest machloikis Rishonims of all time. And that is, the issa malach chalamoed, is it an issa deiraisa, like the l'chayra mashma of the sugya, or is it only an asmachtes ba'alma, like Tosfos says in great detail in Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph? In fact, the first bir halacha in Hilchas Chol Hamoed, so he does what he often does, Behelag Chafetz Chaim, and he tallies up all the Rishonim that hold that the Issa Malach and Chol Hamoed is an Issa Deraisa, and all the Rishonim that hold it's an Issa Derabbanan. First, the Rishonim that hold an Issa Derabbanan, says the Bir Halacha, who does her Rambam, the Perek Zayim Mehilchas Yontif, Rabbeinu Tam, V'riva b'toisus chagiga daf yud ches. It's also the opinion of the smag. V'riaz, it's the opinion of the riaz that's brought down in the Shulti Gibayrim. It's the sheet of the Rosh. It's the sheet of the Mardchai, the Tor, and the Rashbits. So these Rishonim all hold that the Issa Malacha, like Tosfos says, is only an Issa Derabanan. But says the Bir Halacha, connected that, there's also Rishonim that hold it's an Issa Deraisa. The Shitas Harif. It's also the Sheet of the She'ultis in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha. The Eshkol, the Ritz Geis, the Rashbam in Perek Arbei Psachim, and it's also the Sheet of Rashi that hold that the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is really an Issa Deraisa. So it says the Bir Halacha that if you go through the Rishonim, there were many Rishonim that held like Tosfos is an Issa Derabanan. There were also many Rishonim that held that really it's an Issa Deraisa. At the very end, the Bir Halacha says that for Af, the Mishulchan Aruch Lekamam B'Simen Tavkuf Lamed Bav V'Soifai Pasa Kirav Ami Lahakel, but at the same time, and it sounds like he paskin that really the Isser is only an Isser Derabanan, but says Tosfos that Efsher, listen to this, maybe the Shulchan Aruch didn't know all the Rishonim that I brought, all the Rishonim that hold that really it's an Isser Deraisa. And therefore, the Bir Halacha comes out la halacha that al kolponim ain lemayr lahakel ki im letzayrich gadol. And he says, therefore, my opinion is that a person, a poisek, should not be makel too quickly when it comes to shaylas of doing malacha and chalamayit, whether it's a shayla of safik or otherwise. And the reason is because at the end of the day, there are so many shitas that hold that sinisa de raisa. So says the Bir Halacha, even though the stimas of Shulchan Aruch is mashmal, like Tosfos is an issa derabanan, he says, but I have a hunch that maybe Shulchan Aruch didn't know all these rishonim that were machmer, and therefore he uses a lashon that's very, very vague. His lashon is that if you're a rav, ein lemaher lahakel. Don't run to be Mekel, Kiyam Litzayrach Gadol. The bottom line is, this is the background to the Shaila of the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. It got late early, so we'll stop here. But Be'ezus Hashem, part two, that's the pile of Svarim. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get into understanding some of the Lumdis. But again, the background, I think, needed to be fleshed out a little bit, because this is so important, it's so critical in terms of understanding the Sugyas that we're learning, and Be'ezus Hashem, some of the raid that we'll get to in tomorrow's daf.